Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes and I want to thank you for stopping by. I certainly hope you can stick around. Today on the program, we're going to talk about the Lord's Prayer. You know, yesterday on the show, I was reading the Mass readings from Daily Mass, and there was a piece missing. And as I said on the show yesterday, sometimes the church will do that. They'll take a piece out of a gospel or a particular reading to make a point. So what happened was the Our Father was extracted from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount so that it could be used for today's Daily Mass reading. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Lord giving us what is known as the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Look, if Jesus is teaching us to pray, doesn't it make sense that we should listen? I mean, when you think about it, and when the Lord says, this is how you are to pray. So we'll talk about that, because don't you get confused sometimes with your, if you're like me, you get confused, am I praying the right way? Am I saying too many words? Am I saying too few words? Am I saying the right words? And I don't think we want to get like that. I think that's a bad place to be. I mean, it's good that we're concerned about our prayers and that they are that they're pleasing to God, but we don't want to really nitpick our prayers. But it does pay to take the advice of Jesus, because he is teaching us how to pray, and use his example as the model for our prayers. So he gave us the Lord's Prayer for a reason. We will talk about it on the show today. All right. Now, before we pray, I want to remind you, or I want to let you know something, that today is Thursday, and you probably already know that. It's funny, I kept thinking it was Friday today. When I woke up, I swore that it was Friday, but it's Thursday, June the 18th. Tomorrow, June the 19th, I'm going to be on Relevant Radio. I do a monthly segment on Relevant Radio at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on the Morning Air Show. Going to be talking about waiting on God, specifically the quote, "Be still and know that I am God," from the book of Psalms. This is one thing that many of us have a hard time with: waiting, being still, and knowing that God is God. What does that mean? What does it mean to wait? Is there a right way or a wrong way to wait? So we'll talk about that on Relevant Radio on the Morning Air Show at 8:35 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. You can listen online at relevantradio.com, or you can listen on your local Relevant Radio affiliate. So I hope you'll be able to check that out. So that's that. All right, that's the announcement. Let's get right into prayer, and then we'll talk about the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. So with that in mind, we are going to turn to our Heavenly Father and ask for him to hear us, which we know he will. And we're going to ask for what we need. You know, sometimes we don't know what to ask for. Sometimes we ask for the wrong things. But my rule of thumb is we should ask for whatever it is that we think we need, but always be willing, as we'll hear in the Lord's Prayer, to accept his answer. So I will ask for what I think I need. And I'm not going to ask for anything that is frivolous or that I know won't help me spiritually in some way. But at the same time, I'm going to accept whatever answer my Father in heaven gives me, because sometimes I'm going to ask for something that I think is good, but that he knows is not the best thing for me at this point in time. You know, it might be right for me down the road, but at this point in time, it might not be the right thing. So that's the idea of we pray in total openness to God's will. And then you know, by doing that, you know that you're praying in accordance with God's will. So that's really a great thing to do. Then you're praying like Jesus prayed, by being open to God's will. So with that in mind, let's turn to our Father as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to this point in time. Thank you for sustaining us, for providing for us, for giving us what we need. We are alive right now. That shows that you love us. You love us. You're sustaining our lives. You have gotten us to this point in time. We're grateful for that, Father. We're grateful for allowing us to get a glimpse into your power, to be able to talk to the creator of the universe. Father, we know that you can do all things. We know that there is nothing that is too challenging for you. We know that you know what's going to happen tomorrow. Unlike us, we get blindsided by problems. Nothing surprises you. So, Father, we ask you to continue to guide us, to take us by the hand, to lead us into a closer relationship with you. Let us know your will for our lives. Let us know how we could better love you and serve you. Let us know how we can be a light shining in a dark world. Help us to comfort those around us with the comfort, the same comfort that you give to us. Help us to always speak the truth, even when it might get difficult. We pray, Father, for all of our needs. You know them better than we do, but we pray for what it is that we need. And we pray with the understanding that we might be asking for things that aren't good for us. So therefore, when we ask for these things, these requests, we do so fully willing to accept your answer. So if we have a healing needed, if we have a financial situation, whatever we may have, even though it seems like a no-brainer to us, we're going to trust, Father, that you know what's best and we will accept whatever answer you give us. Father, we pray for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for relief and healing for those who are suffering from the virus in any way. We pray that more souls will open their hearts to you, Father, and surrender to your will. We pray to be used as your instruments. I pray, Father, that you can speak through me on the program today, that you can use my voice and my words to proclaim your message. And we pray for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit for all of us today. And we invite the Holy Spirit to work through us. Holy Spirit, you have permission to guide our thoughts, our words, and even control our emotions. Come, Holy Spirit. And Father God, we ask all of these things in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. My name is Gary Zimak. This is Following the Truth. If you want to find out more about the work that I do, please visit my website, which is followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. While you're there, consider signing up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, which is my daily email devotional. You can sign up by just going to the website and providing your email address. You do that and you will be all set. Again, that's followingthetruth.com. Okay. Before I read the gospel from today's Mass, which is Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 15, I want to read the gospel acclamation again from today's daily Mass, which comes from Romans 8:15. And this is what St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 15. You have received a spirit of adoption as sons, through which we cry, Abba, Father. Now this is what's pretty amazing. Through Christ, in Christ, we are able to call God, Almighty God, Father. We are adopted sons and daughters of the Father. And this comes through Jesus. By Jesus taking on human flesh, he enables us to be adopted sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. And that really happens when we are baptized. We're incorporated into the church. We become part of the mystical body of Christ, and we become adopted sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. And by virtue of that, we are able to say, to cry out, Abba, Father. Abba is a familiar Aramaic term for Father, used by Jesus. And we can use that same term. Now, I mean, we're talking about the God of the universe. And Jesus tells us to address him as Father or Abba, which is an amazing thing. Something that I might add that we take for granted because we don't know any different. You know, it's kind of like looking at a crucifix and oftentimes not really reacting because we've seen a crucifix so many times and we've sort of sanitized or become desensitized to the crucifixion of Christ. We don't appreciate as much as we should what the Lord has done for us. And it's the same thing with being a son of God or a daughter of God. We need to appreciate that more. So let's look at the gospel today. Again, Matthew 6, 7 through 15. And Jesus is telling his disciples how to pray. So if you ever have any doubts how to pray, this is your answer. These are your guidelines. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Now, before we go any further, let's talk about what Jesus is saying here. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, when you pray, don't babble like the pagans do. Don't babble, don't ramble, don't go on and on, because they think that they will be heard because of their many words. In other words, the more words you say, or they say, the more their belief, the greater their belief that the Lord will hear them. Now, that's pretty good. Did you hear that? It's one of the hazards of doing a show at home. That's okay. It's just a package being delivered. That's the doorbell. But, oh, man. So, the pagans think that the more they pray, and they're babbling, they don't mean these words. You know, just by saying words, not coming from the heart, that's not a sincere prayer. And they think the more they pray, just keep praying, just keep saying words, the more that God will respond. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Now, here's something interesting, and you may have wondered this at times. When, if God knows, if our Father knows what we need before we ask him, what's the obvious question? Well, why should we ask, right? If he already knows what we need, and he loves us, why do we have to ask? You know why? Because he said so. And I'm not being a wise guy there, because God wants us to be dependent on him. He wants to be the source of our provision. And that just doesn't mean he's going to give us anything we want or any frivolous thing that we feel we should have. But he wants to provide for all of our needs, and he wants us to rely on him, and he wants us to not forget about him. So for all of these reasons, he encourages us to ask for what we need. Because otherwise, you know what would happen if we never had to ask? We would just forget about him. Nothing makes you hit your knees as much as when you really need something. Am I right? If you are really in a desperate bind and you need something badly, something you can't provide for yourself, even though God provides everything for us, but sometimes we think there are things that I can handle on my own, I don't need to ask God for. But when you really are at your wit's end and you need something, and you know only God can provide it for you, you're going to pray. You're going to ask him, because he is your only hope at that point. That's why he wants us to ask for what we need. And literally, we should be asking for everything. Instead of worrying and letting things stress us out, we should ask God for them. If you have an appointment and you need a parking spot, pray for the parking spot. If you're concerned about traffic and you need to be somewhere at a certain time and there's bad traffic, pray that the traffic clears up. And obviously you pray for the big things as well. But learning to ask God for what we need will help our relationship. We grow closer to him through that. You know, when I was young, I would ask my dad for what I needed. That's what Jesus wants us to do with our Father in heaven. So just because he knows what we need doesn't mean we shouldn't ask. There are things that we ask for, as I said a few minutes ago, that we're not going to get because we don't really need them. We should ask anyway. I mean, obviously, unless it's something we know that's not important or we really don't need. But go ahead and ask. But just remember, be willing to accept what he gives. So now Jesus goes on to say, this is how you are to pray. Now, these words are good. The Our Father is, I've heard it referred to as the perfect prayer, because it has everything in it. And it's taught to us by Jesus. Jesus here teaches us how to pray, but he's not necessarily saying use these and only these words. He's giving us a model. This is how we should pray. This is a model of how we should pray. Using these words is fine, provided that you mean them, right? Now, there's a lot of times that I've prayed this Our Father, this Lord's Prayer, and was really just going through the motions. I didn't really mean the words. So if you're going to pray it like that, it's better to come up with a better way to pray. But what I would suggest, I mean, if that's your only alternative, if you are not willing to really put the effort into learning what the Lord's Prayer means, and we're going to talk about it briefly here, then pray some other way. You don't want to just, what I'm trying to say, and please don't misinterpret this, I'm not trying to say don't pray the Lord's Prayer, but just don't pray it to go through the motions. Either mean the words, take the time to understand what you're praying for here, or change the words and use a similar theme, similar concepts, so that they mean something to you. All right, I hope that's clear. Because a lot of times we treat these formal prayers just as checking off the box moments. You know, I pray my Our Father, I pray my Hail Mary, but really think about the words, the good words. So here's how it goes. Our Father who art in heaven, our Father. So right off the in the beginning, those first two words, he's not just my Father. We don't pray my Father. We are praying our Father because we are praying together. He's my Father. He's your Father as well. Anybody who is in Christ, a member of the church, he's all of our Father. Our Father. And that unites our prayers to one another. We're just not praying for our own needs. A lot of times we can get really selfish when we pray. But when we remember that God is more than just my Father, then all of a sudden our prayers become less selfish. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're recognizing that we're talking to somebody special here. Hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Your very name, Father in heaven. We are talking to God. We're not just talking to a buddy. We're not just talking to somebody unimportant. We are talking to God Almighty, the creator of the universe. So it's really a good idea to remember that. And this is what Jesus wants us to know. Thy kingdom come. Now, so we're saying to our Father, we want your kingdom to come. We haven't even focused on our intentions yet. We're saying you are great, you are all powerful. And you know what? He doesn't need to hear that. He knows that. He knows who he is. It's not like God's got some ego problem. He gets it. He understands he's the creator of the universe. He understands he is all powerful. But you and me, we could easily forget that. And we shouldn't forget that, because if we do forget that God has infinite power, we're not going to pray that earnestly, because we're going to think he's just, you know, he's either too busy to help us, or he's incapable of helping us, or some things beyond his control. No, he is called Almighty God for a reason. And you and me, we need to remember that. Thy kingdom come. I want your kingdom, Father, to come, to be furthered on earth. Your kingdom come, and let me know what I can do to bring that about. What can I do to advance God's kingdom on earth? You see, this is the way we start this prayer. This is what Jesus is telling us to do. This is not self-centered in any way. On earth as it is in heaven. So as it is done in heaven, Father, I pray that it will be done on earth. And also, it's implied here that if I have any means to make that happen, that I'm willing to do that. You let me know, Father, what I can do to advance your kingdom in this life. And then we get to the petitions. Give us this day our daily bread. Note that we're not asking for what we need for the next 6 months, for a year, for the rest of our lives. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us, Lord, today what we need for the remainder of the day. This is spiritual and material, right? We want to ask for spiritual treasure here too. That's really more important. The grace to be good. the ability to trust more, greater faith, you know, a willingness to do the work of God and not be a coward, to speak out when I have to. These are all things that we should be praying for. This is all of our daily bread, in addition to your material needs. You know, the Father knows we need things. We need food to eat. He created us. He knows that. He knows we need a place to live. He knows that we could definitely use transportation. We could use a car or some way to get around to earn a living. He knows we need jobs. I mean, he gets this. He created us. He set things up in the universe. He knows that we need these things. So give us this day our daily bread. And what we recognize is that we are, the Lord wants us to be dependent on him every day. Because otherwise, you know what's going to happen. If you get your needs met for the remainder of the year, you're not going to pray that earnestly every day for the remainder of the year. It just happens that way. You may be different, but many of us have that tendency to slack off a little bit once our needs are met. Every day, we're being told to ask for what we need. And forgive us our trespasses. So here is where we admit that we have failed the Father. We have sinned, either through omission or commission. We've either done things or didn't do things. Maybe we didn't trust as much as we should have. Maybe we envied other people. There's a lot of things that we do wrong, many of which we don't even realize. We become so desensitized, we don't even know we're committing sin or having imperfections, lost our temper with people, grew impatient with others, with God. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is a tricky one. We are saying, you know, again, if you really mean these words, these are some deep words. You are saying, Father, forgive me to the extent that I'm willing to forgive others. Forgive me to the extent that I'm willing to forgive others. So in other words, if I don't forgive somebody for offending me, I don't want you to forgive me either. Now that could become a big deal, especially when we consider that we're going to be judged at the end of our lives, right? I mean, it's a big deal. So we are called to forgive as God forgives us. And lead us not into temptation. In other words, to protect us from the temptation of evil and the tendency to do the wrong thing. Help us, keep us safe from the attacks of the evil one. But deliver us from evil. If it happens, if we are tempted, please let us emerge without giving in to the temptation. Again, recognizing that we need help in order to do good. You know, I can't be good on my own. I can't resist the temptations of the devil and my own sinful tendencies. I can't do that on my own without grace. So we're asking for that help. And by doing that, you see what you're doing? That implies you want to do God's will. There's that desire to do God's will. Now, if you notice, very little of this prayer has to do with rattling off an endless stream of intentions. Give us this day our daily bread. I mean, that really covers it. Now, remember what Jesus said at the beginning. Don't think you're going to be heard more because you babble on and on and on. Now, it's certainly okay to tell God what you need. But you can consolidate too. You want to make sure that all of your prayers don't consist of, please give me this, give me that, help this workout, help that workout. You want to pray for other people. You want to pray for the protection against the lies of the evil one. You want to pray that you'll be able to avoid falling into sin. You want to pray to be used as God's instrument in the world. These things should be all part of our prayers. It shouldn't be all about asking for what you need. And if you are going to ask for what you need, make sure you list a couple spiritual things in there as well. You don't just want to pray for material things. It's just not a good thing. You want to pray for your spiritual needs as well, okay? And then Jesus, this is very interesting. He reiterates, if you forgive others their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Take note of the fact that that's the only petition in the Our Father that the Lord calls out and emphasizes once again. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Almost as if he knows that we're going to blow by that part. He says, remember, if you forgive others, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you don't, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Please take note of that. We have to forgive others. We have to forgive as Jesus forgave. Remember, he was able to forgive those who were putting him to death while he was on the cross. You're going to say, well, I can't do that. I don't have the power. Of course you don't. That's why you have the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, you are able to have the grace that you need to forgive even what seems like unforgivable offenses. And there are no options. That's what Jesus says. So I can't water down that message. That really is what he says. It's not easy. It's really not easy. But that's what it takes to be a follower of Christ. And he gives us the help. That's why he gives us the Holy Spirit. So there you go. That's the gospel. Matthew 6, verses 7 through 15. Hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you keep that in mind the next time you pray. I'm going to run now. And I thank you for listening to the show. Don't forget to visit followingthetruth.com. Help keep me on the air by making a donation. I would greatly appreciate that. And let me know if I can ever do anything for you. My email is gary@followingthetruth.com. One thing you can count on is that I will be praying for you. And I would ask you to please pray for me and my family as well. God willing, I hope to be back here tomorrow on the show for the Friday edition of the program. Don't forget to catch me on Relevant Radio's Morning Air tomorrow, Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon.